you heard about for the very first time ever on KBOO, now you should be calling 877-500-5266. You know, many things I heard about for the first time on KBOO, definitely climate change is one of them.
There are a lot of things that people talk about at the station that's on the radio, and soon will probably be on the radio too, such like the legend of Nikki Rose. If you either call in now or you stop by the station, we will tell you about the legend of Nikki Rose.
But I'll show you the vid.
We're not going to tell you right now. I mean, you have to call in to make a pledge, and or you have to stop by, and we will tell you. There's a special legend that comes from the heart of the Alberta neighborhood in Northeast Portland, the legend of Nikki Rose. But again, you're only going to know about it from KBOO, so you got to call 877-500-5266. There's somebody calling right now to hear about the legend. It's like these
cutting-edge
stories that you're going to hear about. But like I said, too, if it's minimum wage, if it's labor stuff, you got labor radio programs on Monday, prison pipelines on Monday, Tuesday. There's a Queer Boo programs, Out Loud. There's the archives. There's Right to Survive.
Wait,
Occupy
you know what's
radio.
Happening tonight on KBOO?
What's tonight?
The Melting Pot is having a best of. Now, let's talk about our favorite music show on these airwaves. I've always loved world beat music the best. I used to have a flamenco show. Hip-hop flamenco, my favorite.
Oh, yeah?
The best of the Melting Pot is tonight from 8 to 10. And I don't know what you're thinking, but you need to be putting your money where your mind is. 877-500-5266. Make a contribution. Support this totally fabulous programming. You know what? Maybe somebody else is doing that somewhere. I don't know who they are. And this is amazing stuff. So you need to be listening. Actually, Tuesday is my favorite day because I like the Spanish language strip. I love learning.
Yeah,
and I can follow it. And it's always about something that matters. 877-500-5266. Come in person. We'll show you the video of Nikki Rose from performance. Okay, we are at 20 Southeast 8th in Portland, Oregon. Back to the news.
Earlier today, the Senate Armed Services Committee approved the nomination of Ashton Carter to be the next Secretary of Defense. Carter had been the number two official at the department from 2011 through 2013. He resigned in late 2013 after being passed over for the job of Secretary in favor of former Senator Chuck Hagel. Hagel resigned in November of last year after the New York Times reported that Hagel had criticized the Obama administration's policy on Syria. Carter, who has a PhD in nuclear physics, has been called the Democrats' Dr. Doom. For much of his career, Carter has been concerned with nuclear proliferation and terrorism. He was the co-author of a 1998 report titled Catastrophic Terrorism: Elements of a National Policy. Carter was a co-director of the Preventive Defense Project at Harvard and Stanford Universities through much of the Bush era. The project was based around ideas that Carter and former Defense Secretary William Perry wrote about in their 1999 book, Preventive Defense. In it, they outlined a strategy based on preventing new major threats to U.S. security from emerging entities. The full Senate is expected to confirm Carter's nomination.
The U.S. has a new drug czar. The Senate voted unanimously on Monday to confirm Michael Botticelli as the nation's new director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. He had been serving as the acting director of the office since early last year when the previous director was named Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Enforcement. Botticelli is viewed by many drug policy reformers as a fresh voice in U.S. drug policy. The Drug Policy Alliance praised Botticelli, saying that he comes from a public health background and also seems truly committed to advancing more science-based and compassionate drug policies.
And now, the latest news and developments from the occupied territories in Palestine from the International Middle East Media Center in Bethlehem.
Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, February 10th, 2015. Israeli troops demolish Palestinian homes in Jerusalem and kidnap civilians during invasions targeting West Bank communities. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli military bulldozers demolished on Tuesday morning a house belonging to Al-Abbasi family of the Silwan neighborhood to the south of Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem. According to witnesses, Israeli forces again went ahead with demolishing procedures under the pretext of building without permission. Crews of the municipality accompanied the soldiers and provided security to them while the demolishing took place. Another home was destroyed by Israeli authorities in a Lod town near Jerusalem on Tuesday as well. Since January 20th, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, recorded the Israeli demolition of 42 Palestinian-owned structures in Ramallah, Jerusalem, Jericho, and Hebron governorates. In 2014, OCHA recorded 590 Palestinian-owned structures in Area C and East Jerusalem destroyed by Israeli authorities, displacing 1,177 people. It is the highest number recorded since the agency started monitoring displacement in 2008. On Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 8 Palestinians, including a 12-year-old child, in the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem during military incursions into several Palestinian communities. In related news, the Israeli authorities on Tuesday sentenced 9 Palestinian detainees to serve administrative detention terms ranging between 4 and 6 months in prison, according to the Palestinian Prisoner Society, PPS. While some of those prisoners received administrative sentence for the first time, others had their old orders renewed. There are currently around 500 detainees serving administrative detention in several Israeli jails, 18 of whom are members of the Palestinian Legislative Council. According to international law, administrative detention can be used only in the most exceptional cases as the last means available to preventing danger that cannot be thwarted by less harmful means. Yet Israel uses this collective punishment systematically and has been doing so since the days of the British Mandate over the region. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was a Tuesday, February 10th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Badnoura.
You are listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast, Doug McVeigh, Charlotte Galeen, Nicole Weinstock, Joe Aaron, and Jim Thompson. Our engineer is Sequoina Wright. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderbergh. A podcast of the newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland, in Philomath, on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM, on translator K220HR. I'm Jared Dantzler.
And I'm Nicole Weinstock. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Paul Roland hosts Wednesday Talk Radio. At 9, on Political Perspectives, we hear an excerpt from a powerful speech by Sister Helen Prejean on social justice and the death penalty, recorded last week at Lewis and Clark College. At 10, it's Air Cascadia. Headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 on the Dirtbag, host Glenn Anderson and guest Jim Gilbert talk seeds, seeds starting, and planting bare root trees.
Coming up next, Out Loud. So stay tuned. But first, we're going to go back to Adam and Lisa to talk about supporting people-powered community radio. the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon.
Back here, KBOO Pledge Drive. This is Adam Carpinelli here with Prison Pipeline Collective and also with our friend Lisa here. Lisa, do you know what time it is?
It's time to call 877-500-5266 now.
Yes, it is time to call that number. Also, it means that it's almost 5 o'clock and that we are on 5 for 5, okay? So folks listening right now, this is kind of a lightning round, if you will. 5 for 5. It simply means that we need 5 people to call it $5 a month, or it could be like somebody calling to cover all that. So it's like, you know, $60 or what have you. But to get a couple of your friends to also call, we want to give a couple thanks to some people that called. Apparently somebody enjoyed hearing my voice. I appreciate that. So, but some of those folks are Cole, who's a renewing member. So giving a high five to Cole right now. I mean, that wasn't really with Cole because he's not here, but Cole, know that you are with us in spirit and here in the studio. And also Jeffrey, who's a new member. So we need a couple of new members to call. Again, it's 5 for 5. It's almost 5 o'clock. We need you to call right now. It's 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Again, an amount like $5 a month is... helping KBOO out $60 yearly. If you give under $10, which is like $9 or so, you're giving over $100 a year to KBOO. You can get an electronic funds transfer. That's the kind of stuff that I do. You just get it out of your bank account. You don't even know it's gone. Just a couple bucks going straight to KBOO anyways. But you got to give us a call, 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-5266. If you need to do it online, go to kboo.fm. Click on the cute little digital donation jar. It's awesome. Again, you know, from 4 to 8 every day, we're doing news here. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Thanks.
And we love it when people come in person. We're located at 20 Southeast 8th here in Portland, Oregon, right off the number 20 bus line. There's parking on Ankeny for your bike or your motorized vehicle. And really strongly encouraging 5 new members by 5 o'clock, 877-500-5266. We've got tickets to give away to this big KBOO gala that's happening Thursday
Valentine's
night.
Valentine's Spectacular.
It's a variety show, and it's a contribution of $40. So that's you know, give us a call and give us $40. Get tickets to go see this amazing show tomorrow. 877-500-5266. Of course, the biggest gift that you get is this programming that happens every minute of every day, every year. And again, 877-500-5266. And we want to thank all the people that have called, and it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you too.
All right.
High five. We'll
high
give
five.
You a high five too if you come in right now and make a pledge.
Right on. Back to the programming.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. Next up, Out Loud.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Crema Bakery, located at 2728 Southeast Ankeny Street, serving morning pastries, coffee, teas, cakes, sandwiches, and soups. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located at 0315 Southwest Montgomery Street, serving breakfast, sandwiches, salads, and burgers along the Willamette River. Dinner was provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 3570 Southeast Division Street, a locally owned neighborhood joint offering pizza, pinball, and cold beer since the spring of 2014.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. At least that's the way the story goes.
Tune in to KABU Monday, February 16th at 7 p.m. for another broadcast from the Steam Radio Syndicate, performing live from a tugboat in the Willamette River. Their focus this time is the Ballad of Frankie and Johnny.
He was her man, but he done her wrong.
Again, that's the Steam Radio Syndicate, Monday, February 16th at 7 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
This story has no morrow. This story has no end. This story just goes to show that there ain't no good in men. He was a man, and he done a wrong.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
Thank you.